taking off form is going to have the league listed in it with a maximum of 5 of them displayed. Okay? And I'm going to go ahead and Ajax enable this so that each time you click on one of the entries in this form, a new HTML table will be updated underneath that will include that information for that league. Okay? Now, all of the assets are actually already in place for me. Okay? So here is the JSP that my clients are going to be interacting with. Okay? And the I've actually already written all of the JavaScript that's necessary. You can see it all right here. Here is the getting of the XML HTTP request object. Here is the value to check to see what state change we're in. Here we do the browser dependency checking to see if we're using Internet Explorer or other browser techniques. And in particular, on process state change, here is the this information that's going to be related to the retrieve URL, which is going to be the callback method for my application. Okay? So that's the callback method for my JSP. And what I want to do is I want to go ahead and update this form, this HTML form, so that it understands what's happening. Okay? So I want to add some script information. Let me see. Here it is right here. I guess I already have it, right? Okay. So here's the script information. So here we are pointing to say, I'm going to include that JavaScript we just talked about. And then down here, the select box is the thing I'm interested in the form. And you can see it's got an onChange JavaScript attribute, okay, that says call the retrieve URL JavaScript method. And pass to it, what's it going to pass to it? It's going to pass to it this URL, the URL we're on right now, and it's going to pass to it the value of this select, the item selected in this box. So that's going to be the league ID passed in right here. So notice this URL, this retrieve URL JavaScript call is actually calling a URL on the server. This nickgames.do action mapping on the server. Okay? So what is that nickgames.do action mapping on the server? Well, it turns out that's actually going to call, if you trace through the struct configuration information, that's actually going to call through an action to this games.jsp right here. Okay? What this games.jsp does, it retrieves from the session all the information for the games for the league that was provided in that request parameter. Okay? That's what the action does. It talks to the model, gets the games, puts them in the request. Okay? And so puts them in the session. So here, you'll notice that this JSP is nothing more than what? It's actually, you'll notice, it's actually a bunch of XML. Right? But XML describing these games. And the important thing about this XML is actually marked up with a call to, this information is actually marked up with a call to an XSL transformation. The XSL transformation is right here. This XSL transformation says, all right, you're going to get XML data back. This data is going to be exactly the form that that games JSP provided. And now I'm going to perform an XSL transformation on that data to convert it into the HTML that's going to be presented in my website. And here you can actually see, sure, there's an XSL transformation here. And you can see that what we've got is we've got simple HTML information, but we're actually going to fill in the values for that HTML table with the XSL. JSP is going to return XML information right here based upon the number of games or the forthcoming games for that individual league, whether it's FIFA, NBA, or whatnot. That XML information is then going to be transformed by an XSL transformation that's going to turn the XML into HTML. Then the browser is going to use that HTML to update the web page that the client's looking for. Right? All good? Okay, so this should be running. Fingers crossed. In my application. And I'm going to go to the next games. And here is the form I was telling you about. Currently, no attribute, no entry in this form has been selected. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and select, say, the NBA. And dynamically, underneath this information about upcoming NBA games, apparently only Toronto and LA ever play each other, but the upcoming NBA games are listed for me. No browser refresh. That information was retrieved using Ajax, right? I go ahead and click on FIFA 2006. Here are the upcoming FIFA 2006 games. Okay? Brazil's looking pretty busy. Okay? This is exactly what Ajax is doing. It allows me, there's no college games, there are NBA games, there are FIFA games. This has provided a rich user interaction for me that has allowed me to update this information directly. All right, so that's a little bit of flavor of Ajax. All right, how are we doing on